Here is a Muppet News Flash. Dateline Fresno, Mr. Thomas Galli, or Galli, spent the last 27 months teaching his pet chicken to dance classical ballet. Last Saturday, the chicken passed her auditions and became a member of the Royal Copenhagen Ballet. Unfortunately, Mrs. Galli didn't wish to move to Denmark, so she fricasseed the ballerina for lunch.
Hi, welcome to Video Game Roundtable Special Episode 4, where we examine the new Microsoft announcement for the official price of Kinect, as well as the Xbox 360 Slim Arcade, and also the bundle. With me is Paul S. Nowak.
Hey, Jonah.
Let's get right down to brass tacks. The official price of Kinect will indeed be $150. It will come bundled with Kinect Adventures. And aside from that, we finally have some new details about the Xbox 360 Live Arcade. Now, apparently, I was sort of right when I said it wouldn't have a hard drive. What it does have is 4 gigabytes internal memory and the capacity to have 32 gigabyte flash drives or hard drives if you want to just partition 32 gigabytes from your hard drive. Then there's a bundle, which will be for $299, which will include the Arcade, Kinect, and Kinect Adventures. So, Paul, what is your opinion of the price tag?
Well, my first question is that 4 gig hard drive, is that just on the Kinect, or is that for the Xbox Slim?
No, that's for the Slim Arcade. That's for the Slim Arcade. Although, okay, you're probably right that Kinect does probably have its own memory cache, because it does use a lot of sophisticated software in itself.
Okay. Well, I want to put that 4 gigs into some relative terms for our gamers out there. 4 gigs is what it takes to download the Knot Hill Island expansion for Fable 2. So that we are not talking about a lot of hard drive space there at all. I mean, it's practically useless.
No, I think it's basically for your NXE, to host the NXE on it. But you see, that's why the Slim has that extra USB port now. You know, that's intended for you to plug in your little flash drive.
Now, I think that keeping the flash drive down to only 32 megs.
On the 360s we have now, it's only 16 gig. You know, that's double what you normally have.
Yeah, so double of very little is still not all that much, especially since, the price of memory has plummeted. You can get 1.5 terabyte. Hard drive for $150.
Well, you can use any USB drive though. I mean, so it's not like you have to worry about overcharging. All that's what Microsoft does for the quote unquote official USB stick.
Right, and that's why they limit the size of the partition that you can have on an external hard drive, because they want you to spend that $150 on their hard drive.
No, you can use it on any though. You can use it on any stick. It's no big deal, and you can use as many sticks as you like.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to keep switching sticks.
So. I mean, keep in mind, the arcade isn't targeted for hardcore gamers anyway. I mean, we're going to buy the 256 gigabyte Slim.
Right. Well, my point is that they're going to, it's an attractive package to start off with until you realize how little 4 gigs actually is. And now you're going to spend another $150 to upgrade the memory
for that. No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That's exactly what people who bought the 360
Arcade did. Only stupid people are going to do that.
Hey, you know what? Never underestimate the power of stupid people in large numbers.
There you go. Now, $150. I shudder at that price for Kinect, and experts are divided on it. Let's see. Lizard Capital Markets' Colin Sebastian said that the $150 was in line with what was expected, but it missed the $99 sweet spot. EDAR's Jesse DaVinci, who actually sent me an email as well, feels that the $150 price is appropriate, noting that, quote, previous peripherals with mass market appeal such as band kits have sold millions of units worldwide, even while priced north of $150. There's a difference there, Jesse, but we'll get back to that later. And Wedbush Morgan's Michael Pachter, good old Mike, says that the Kinect bundle costs only $100 more than the cost of the standalone console, so they can afford to sell Kinect for $100. He feels the price of the $150 standalone bundle is too high, and core gamers will be put off by the price. He continues, my bias is that most core gamers will wait, but that 5-10% will buy it. That suggests 2-4 million standalone units. And the takeaway is that Microsoft can afford to cut the console price and bundle Kinect for $100 more with a $349 bundle next year. And even at $150, it has a $30 advantage for the all-in cost for a complete move package of $180. So what do you think?
I think that Mike is absolutely right. They're pricing it really high to take advantage of early technology adopters that are going to buy it regardless of the price tag, you know, just for the status of having it first. And that we're going to see the price drop drastically 6 months after it's released. Maybe 9 months.
Yeah, you know, most of the casual people are going to be buying that that $299 bundle with the 360 and Kinect.
See, my real problem with this price tag is that I've checked online and I've only seen 3 or 4 titles mentioned for the Kinect.
Oh, I've seen a bunch of them. I went to GameStop earlier today, and they have all the Kinect titles listed. There's like 14 of them. There's some interesting ones. There are there's Kinect Sports, and there's another one called Action Sports. So there are two sports games that are going to be pitting off against each other. EA is officially have EA Active 2.0 for Kinect.
Okay.
And, you know, a bunch of others. The thing that disturbs me is that the price of the Kinect games is still listed at $59.99, which I think is way too high, especially for some of these games like Kinect Sports. And I hope that they lower those prices by the time, you know, by the time November rolls around.
Well, Microsoft's Aaron Greenberg told Joystick earlier this week that those standalone software prices, they are going to be $49.
Okay, so, you know, they're
saving there a little bit.
I think it's a little too high, though, $49. I mean, would you pay Wii Sports Resort, you know, that much? If
no,
it didn't come
no,
with
really
if
wouldn't.
It didn't come with that thing, that motion, the Wii Motion Plus.
No, you know what? You're right. As much as I love Nintendo, I wouldn't spend $150 just on that. I think that hearing that there's like 14 titles to be released at launch is a good sign. I don't think it's going to be worth this price or this level of enthusiasm unless they could say that there are 30 titles.
Of course, we haven't taken into account Microsoft's PR monster yet, because we know that if Microsoft wants to sell something, they will sell it the shit out of it.
That's true.
And, you know, if they're smart, you know, they'll heavily feature Dance Central. I'm sort of disappointed that Dance Central isn't one of the titles bundled in, because that is probably the best title. But I'm pretty sure they're also going to, you know, promote the hell out of it.
I'm worried about there not being enough games that it would appeal to any specific player. If there's, you know, if there's 14, 15 games, you know, maybe only 3 or 4 are going to appeal to the average consumer.
All you really need on a launch, and Microsoft said 2 years ago that they're going to be treating Kinect, then Project Natal, as a console launch. All you really need is one really killer app and maybe one or two okay games. Because once you have the killer app, then you have people giving people a reason to get it. And I think Dance Central is that reason.
I don't know. When the NES launched, it didn't reach real popularity until there were at least 30 games for it.
Oh, really? Well, I bought an NES on its very first launch, and it came with Donkey Kong.
That's because you're old, Jonah.
And it also came with a robot and a light gun and Duck Hunt
but
Gyromite.
It, you know, it had this really funky peripheral that caught.
Is a light gun really that funky? I mean, I know the robot was ultra funky, but
it was funky. It was funky for the time, and you know what? There were only ever 2 games for Rob. I mean, I'm afraid that we're gonna end up in the same place. That it's gonna make a big splash, and there's just not gonna be enough software support for it. That's my fear.
That's your fear, but I don't think Microsoft will let that happen.
Hopefully they've learned from you know, the mistakes of their competitors in the past.
You know, like, you do know that Microsoft sent out the tech specs for Kinect 2 years ago. Developers have had a lot of time to work with it. As a matter of fact, Ubisoft keeps on bragging about its Kinect title and how it's going to even attract hardcore gamers.
You know what? This is, again, one of those things where it's going to be impossible to form an educated opinion until somebody goes and plays it themselves.
Well, people have been playing it. I played it.
I'm very happy for you, Jonah. That doesn't mean we've all played it.
Well, if you remember, Microsoft has a little tour going on. I don't know if you know this, but they're actually going to have Kinect to the South Street Seaport this coming weekend on the East Coast. It's right now at the Mall of America in Minneapolis for a long time, and it's doing a tour of the West Coast as well. So Microsoft is doing the road show. So
I may go see it then. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, South Street Seaport this coming weekend. If you want to see the full schedule, it's on GameStooge. All you have to do is look up Kinect and you'll find it.
Everything's on GameStooge.
Yeah, everything. Including me, unfortunately. I'm going to cut that right out.
That would be advisable.
So we'd like to hear from you. Do you think that Kinect is worth the $150 with Kinect Adventures included? We have a poll up on the site. And right now we just released episode 19, and episode 20 will be next week.
Woohoo!
So this has been Jonah Falcon.
And Paul S. Novak.
And this has been a Game Stooge special report.
In other news, a black and yellow striped mackerel was elected king this morning. And Mark?
Yes?
Where have you been?
Well, I've been showing His Majesty around the newsroom.
Only mackerel.
No, Your Highness will do.
Would you like to be knighted?
Of course.
Okay. Good night.